Ode to the Unknown Artist. To you who remind us of our humanity, tie ribbons around bombs of truth, and create sanctuaries of tranquility amid storms, this poem honors your path. Day 1. Not a scribble to nibble. Oh, for the gold nectar to once more flow in her mind, for her thoughts to coalesce into cobwebs of beauty. Not that tangled web where no muse of a bee appears to buzz away bad cobwebs and leave je ne sais quoi. That elusive, beautiful bomb of ideas that explodes and leaves beauty. She could never say how she got there. Only that she was. For she was an artist. So what was she if she couldn't create art? Her recrimination was a stone around her neck, dragging her to drown in a lake of despair, because she could not produce a scribble or an idea for her mind to nibble. Day 2. Salt and cyanide. She wallowed in her hurricane of grief until there was only salt and cyanide in her desert soul. And in this tsunami of sadness, her soul evaporated until not even her thoughts sulked. And not even a hail of happiness could pierce her pallid mind. Her ebony heart quivered in the snowstorm of her grief. Today, she had failed to brave the lake of despair. Day 3. The snowflake. In her mind, it was hailing a snowstorm of ideas until she was snowed in by the very storm of them. In time, she knew the sun would melt away the storm, leaving just one molecule of an idea to bloom into a snowflake. Or she would find that shovel and dig until she rescued herself from her own avalanche of ideas, to stand in the doorway of possibility again. She loved that doorway, for through it, she could glimpse the snow softly falling upon the pines that bordered the path that would lead to her creation. The path was icy at first, and as she slid on tenuous legs like a fawn, she thought, "Don't look down. Take it one step at a time." And sure enough, as she slipped and fell and tumbled up again, the long and icy path soon thawed out, and she glided onto a piece of solid ground. At least that's what she thought it was. And so, of course, as soon as she thought she had reached the end of the path, where her dream snowflake shimmered and trembled like a fallen star, she realized that as she moved, so did her snowflake. And she realized that there was still 10,000 miles to go to touch that lightness and beauty. And so she trudged on, slipping and falling on the black ice of her own hope. It wasn't all falling. Sometimes she floated above the ice, and for a moment, she would spread her wings and sip the champagne of triumph. And sometimes, the passion that flamed in her heart would leap from her eyes and melt the ice so that for a moment, she could sprint instead of stumble. She was near now. She could inhale the scent of shimmer in the air, and that was ambrosia to her. She stood. Her boulders were pebbles now, but they still pressed pain into her skin. Yet she put one bruised and swollen foot in front of the other, and inch by inch, she slid and wobbled her way up the mountain until at last she stared at her shimmering snowflake and smiled.